Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Please be joined by Senior Class President Morgan Jonk out at Panorama Community Schools. We're going to be talking about homecoming. It's coming up next week. Actually, it's hard to believe that it's already here. And we've had her on the program for a lot of athletic achievements, but she's taking her time out of her busy schedule to talk to us about this schedule and a couple of other things. So, Morgan, as always, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
So, first of all, just kind of give us a brief rundown through all the days, including the dress-up days, what time the games are, the themes, that sort of thing.
All right, so we're actually kicking off homecoming Sunday, September 9th, and we're doing the Iron Games, which is like Iron Man volleyball and Iron Woman football. And the Iron Man volleyball starts at 5, then the football is at 6, and then we're actually announcing the homecoming court at 7 that night on the field. Then Monday we have, for the elementary, they have picture day, so they have to dress up nice. But the high school, we get to wear pajamas, but they're probably still going to dress up nice. So that's pajama day. And then Tuesday we have favorite sports team club day, and there's a volleyball game, but it's away at Pleasantville. Wednesday, there's the elementary is doing Western Day, but the high school is doing Decade Day, so kind of like a throwback day. Then Thursday, the elementary is doing pajama day, and the high school is doing favorite place. So, you know, where your favorite place is to go. And then we have Friday, and that's spirit day, and we're doing the rally run when the cross-country runners are running the football from Central Decatur to Panora. And then we have some pep rallies, and there's a home football game against Central Decatur. And at the halftime, we are announcing the homecoming queen and king. So that's different this year. And then Saturday is, of course, the dance from 8 to 11. So, yeah, that's pretty much an overview of what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, fantastic. So if you want kind of a breakdown of when things are and the times, that sort of thing, go to RaccoonValleyRadio.com. We'll have the schedule up there for you as well. The theme for this year, we didn't go over that quite yet, is There's No Place Like Homecoming. What did you guys do to come up with that theme?
Well, we were thinking, since it's the 30th anniversary of Panora, and Panora's our home, so we kind of put home together. And then so we tried to make all the days kind of do a little like play on words for each of them. And so I guess we just thought of it being home.
It's always pretty creative when you look at Panorama's themes, because last year was staycation. So I thought that was kind of a fun thing. And this year's There's No Place Like Homecoming. Still very creative here at Panorama. Want to ask a couple more questions there, Morgan. Highlighted by the Iron Man volleyball game and Iron Woman football game. Of course, you're an athlete here at Panorama. And would you eventually, in a state that's very good about girls' athletics, would you like to see boys be able to play volleyball?
That's a good question. It would be kind of exciting just because they're, you know, they can jump really high and they could probably like slam the ball down to the ground. So that would be pretty cool. Yeah.
And on the flip side, do you think that there may be a possibility that someday we'll see girls playing football as well as boys as an organized team sport?
Honestly, I think so. I would like to play football. It's really fun. Like, this is my favorite thing to do when we do the powder puff, the Iron Woman football. I like it a lot.
Is this your favorite part of the schedule, or are there any others that you definitely advocated for when you were honing things out with the rest of your classmates?
I definitely like that we're taking like more time to get to do the Ironman volleyball and the football, like taking like a day to do it. I definitely like that part, but I also like dressing up every day. Like, I like doing that.
Awesome. And one of the components, if individuals come into the school building during homecoming week for any home contests or anything like that, is the new atrium and learning center that you guys have in kind of the front area. That's a new component this year. Of course, students have been able to use it. What do you think of the new space?
I really like it. I spend a lot of time in there. It's really quiet. I can do my homework. I can work with other students on things we need to do, ask questions. It's just a good space to, you know, get away when you need some time to do your work.
And anything else you want to mention to the listeners of Raccoon Valley Radio about Panorama Homecoming?
It's going to be a good one. Tune in.
Absolutely. And of course, we here at the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, Panorama is one of the schools we cover in athletics. So we'll have all the scores and highlights for you. Nate Goner, my colleague, will make sure to have all the highlights from the Central Decatur game there on Friday. Joined as well by instructional coach Kylie Betcher. Kylie, is there anything that Morgan missed there?
No, I think she covered it all. It's just exciting every year to see the student leaders just really step up and want to create a fun week of school spirit. And it's really catching, and it's neat to see all the kids get excited. And it's not just focusing on the football game. We celebrate the cross country team, the volleyball, the cheerleaders. I mean, there's so many people that go into making this a special week. And then we turn around and flip it on its end, and there are snow coming in the winter, and we turn around and it's all about our community and the charity. So I've got a great group of student leaders. Every year they come in with tons of ideas and are ready to work, and I couldn't be prouder of them.
Kylie, anything you want to say as we get to the 30th anniversary here of Panorama? Pretty special homecoming. Anything you want to say to anyone that's on the fence about maybe coming out and participating in these activities, graduates and community members?
Well, it's definitely a year of change. The council decided to, you know, not have our coronation, in which that's been something that's been a long tradition here, and moving the crowning to the football game at halftime. So that's neat. So hopefully a lot of more community members come and past alumni come back and see that, because it's going to be a first time in Panorama history having the crowning at halftime of the football game. So that's exciting. I hope people come out and support that, and I hope the rain stays away.
Yeah. We certainly hope the rain stays away too. We'd like a nice, dry, beautiful night for football. So once again, that's Morgan Jonk. She's the senior class president here at Panorama, and Kylie Betcher, the instructional coach. She's got a lot of other titles that we'll save for another interview here, talking about Panorama Homecoming, the theme for the 30th anniversary. There's no place like homecoming. For all of us here at the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, this is James Warrens for Let's Talk Guthrie County. Ladies, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.